This is Jay Sekulow. In just 9 days, the Supreme Court oral arguments in the partial birth abortion case. Planned Parenthood's a plaintiff, and our tax dollars are supporting them.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to take your calls from around the country on a variety of issues. But first, and folks, you're going to want to talk about this. In just 9 days, the Supreme Court of the United States oral arguments will be heard in the partial birth abortion cases. The case is brought by Planned Parenthood. We filed briefs in the case on two cases that are now at the Supreme Court. They'll both be argued back to back. By the way, I'll be giving you live reporting from the Supreme Court of the United States when those arguments are complete. But as I said, Planned Parenthood is the plaintiff. And guess who is funding Planned Parenthood? You and me, and to the tune of $265 million a year of our money going to Planned Parenthood. And they're using that money to promote their agenda. They can't use it for abortion, but you know what they can use it for? Litigation. And that's when they get money from Congress, realize this, then they turn around and sue Congress. If you're outraged about this or you want to talk about this issue, you give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Should your taxpayer dollars, mine as well, be going to Planned Parenthood in their fight?
Yeah, there's some staggering facts here. I want you all to listen to these numbers. We've talked about the fact that Planned Parenthood last year, $265 million, made up nearly a third of the Planned Parenthood budget. Yes, folks, the Planned Parenthood, their national budget, is over $800 million a year. But listen to this fact. In their 2003 and 2004 report, Planned Parenthood stated that almost a third of the organization's $810 million in total revenue, $265.2 million, came from government grants and contracts. I want you to keep understanding what's going on here. When they say it comes from the government, the government gets those funds from you. So every time you pay your taxes from your employment, every time you see federal tax, some of that, you can think about this, is going to Planned Parenthood. I want you to hear this fact. During 7 year span between 1997 and 2003, do you know how much money Planned Parenthood has gotten from your tax dollars? $1.492 billion. $1.492 billion have been gotten from Planned Parenthood from your tax dollars.
You're talking about huge numbers. And let me make matters worse, folks. They're also supporting the lawsuits against the Illinois pharmacists. Frank Mannion's joining us. We've only got a short amount of time here, Frank, before we go to the break. But my understanding from talking with you just now is that the Planned Parenthood involvement in these cases is significant.
Jay, they're bringing the cases. What's happening in Illinois is you have these pharmacists who object to dispensing the morning after pill on religious grounds. They're getting cold calls from Planned Parenthood representatives in cities 70 to 100 miles away asking if they dispense the morning after pill. And if they answer the question wrong, the next thing they know, Planned Parenthood has filed a complaint with the Illinois disciplinary authorities, and these people are facing their loss of license and their career, and we're representing a number of them at the moment.
And Planned Parenthood, understand, folks, they're taking your tax dollars to bring actions against our pharmacists. They're taking your action, your dollars, to go sue Congress, what we're defending, on the partial birth abortion case. Here's the good news, though. Senator Vitter has introduced a bill that says none of the funds appropriated under Title X shall be distributed to grantees who perform abortions or whose subgrantees perform abortions. This would defund Planned Parenthood. If you want to help defund Planned Parenthood, we need to bring a groundswell of support and say enough is enough. Stop using our tax dollars for Planned Parenthood. You go to your phones right now and join your name, add your name to a petition to stop funding Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255 to support a bill to stop the funding of federal dollars going to Planned Parenthood. You could also sign up online at ACLJ.org. But folks, realize this. When we're litigating this partial birth abortion case, they're taking your money to fight us. We are, and that's me too. They're taking our taxpayer dollars to do this. 877-989-2255 to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. Again, 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
Talking about freedom.
You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you, the taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone. They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today.
Your money, my money, going to Planned Parenthood. That's right, the same plaintiff that sued to have the Partial Birth Abortion Act declared unconstitutional, getting $265 million from our tax dollars to do their work. That's a year, folks. They've had over $1.495 billion given to them in the last decade alone. $1.5 billion of our taxpayer money going to Planned Parenthood. If you want to end this, if you want to help us end it, we want to hear your response on this. Do you think you should be paying for Planned Parenthood's actions? 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Frank Mannion is our guest. The founder of Planned Parenthood is Margaret Sanger. And Frank, you've got some quotes from her that are just shocking.
Well, Jay, I wonder how much the members of Congress who routinely vote to fund this organization know about the origins of Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger, one of my favorite Margaret Sanger quotes is, quote, "The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it." I mean, this is a woman who associates mercy with killing infants, a woman who was a through-and-through white supremacist who believed that the non-white races of the world, so-called, were the downfall of civilization and that they needed to be stopped through sterilization, forced if necessary. And this is it disgusts me that one dime of my taxes goes to an organization that has this origin and that has never repudiated its founder, Margaret Sanger.
You know, the statements are outrageous. And here's the facts, folks. It's our money, your money, that's going to fund this group in large part. And they're getting taxpayer grants, they're getting taxpayer dollars, and turning around and suing Congress, the very group that gave them the money. Now, there's legislation that is pending right now by Senator Vitter that could defund Planned Parenthood from taxpayer dollars.
That's right. It's called Title X. It's in the U.S. Senate. It's also been introduced into the U.S. House, folks. And if you think about this, we're 8 days away from the election. This legislation has just been introduced. That is why it's so important, as you're making your decisions on who to vote for in the next 8 days on November 7th, do your research. Do your facts. You've heard these comments from these pro-choice groups about what they do if they control Congress, censoring the pro-life message. Folks, do your research. Get the facts for these candidates, because listen to this again. $1.5 billion in the last 7 years, from 1997 to 2003, $1.5 billion of federal tax money went to Planned Parenthood. And when we say federal tax money, we mean the taxes that you pay on your income every single month.
Here's what we want to do. We want to support Senator Vitter's legislation. We want to defund Planned Parenthood. Folks, in 8 days of the election, 9 days of the Supreme Court oral argument, we're literally days away here. We need your support on this. Call our toll-free number. Say, I want to end, I want to defund Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. 877-989-2255. Enough is enough with Planned Parenthood. We don't need to be paying for it. Let's go to the phones.
Candace is calling from Nevada on line 4. Candace, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Candace.
Hey, hi. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, listen, since they went into business years ago on helping these children, what does their law say? They're supposed to be helping, not destroying.
Well, they have an agenda. You're right. They hide themselves under this cloak of trying to, you know, provide benefits to minors. But this is a group that opposes parental notification to minors, parental consent. They believe that partial birth abortion should be performed. And they believe that a parent shouldn't even know when their child is having an abortion procedure performed on them. That's the position, Frank, that they've maintained, Planned Parenthood has maintained from the beginning. And they don't hide from that fact.
They don't hide from it, Jay, and they're even worse than that. And as we talked about a little bit about these Illinois pharmacists, they're going after people. They claim to believe in choice, but they won't allow a pharmacist in Illinois who wants to find another way so that a woman gets the morning after pill without that pharmacist having to participate in it. They're opposed to even that. They are really not pro-choice when it comes down to it.
No, in fact, what they're doing, folks, I mean, realize this. This is what I want you to realize. They're taking my money and yours. They're using it to fund a lawsuit against the partial birth abortion ban act that the very Congress that gave them money passed and the president signed that we're defending. 877-989-2255. If you say enough is enough with the funding of Planned Parenthood, and this legislation from Senator Vitter ends it. It's very clear. It is very specific. It says none of the funds appropriated under Title 10, that's where they get their money from, shall be distributed to grantees like Planned Parenthood who perform abortions or whose subgrantees perform abortions. And by the way, you know how many abortions Planned Parenthood did last year? 250,000 just with Planned Parenthood alone. They're the largest abortion provider in the world, and they're international in scope. So if you've had enough of this, 877-989-2255 to defund Planned Parenthood once and for all. And, of course, it goes even beyond the abortion issue. We're getting a lot of calls on a variety of topics. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go back to the phones.
Matt's calling from Virginia on line 3. Matt, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, thank you very much
sure.
for my call and what you're doing there at the ACLJ.
Thanks.
My question is, with this marriage amendment in Virginia,
yep.
The language seems rather straightforward and clear to me. Opponents of the amendment, though, are arguing that, and in fact one of our largest papers in the state yesterday came out against the amendment with the argument that a vote for the amendment could actually lead to more judicial activism on the
part. They're turning it upside down. Let me tell you something. Every time that this issue of how marriage should be defined in the United States comes before a people, or people to vote, whether it's a referendum or a constitutional amendment, it passes in the neighborhood of 70%. And that's the most liberal states in the United States included, California, Alaska, Hawaii. 70% say they don't want a redefinition of marriage, despite what New Jersey tried to do. And even in New Jersey, folks, they are not going to authorize same-sex marriage. They're not going to authorize that. They're going to come back with some kind of civil union thing. So they're trying to say it's judicial activism. It's not at all. Jordan actually has the language of the amendment. The amendment's very, very clear.
It's pretty simple. It kind of summed up in one line. Only a union between one man and one woman may be marriage valid in or recognized by this Commonwealth and its political subdivisions. That's it. I mean, that's basically it. There is some more language there, but that's the first line. Very clear. There's a lot of websites. VA for Marriage, the letter 44marriage.org, explains everything about it. If you want to read the amendment and you're in Virginia, it's ballot question number one. It's the first question that's going to be on the ballot on November 7th in Virginia. Let's go back to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. If you want to speak with us about this issue, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Amy's calling from South Carolina on line 5. Amy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I have a question. Me and also some other women at our church go to a Planned Parenthood facility just for our yearly exams, and we can get them for like $25 or $30
right.
and have no health insurance. What would happen to that? We're not going for abortions or anything, birth control, any of that stuff. What would happen if it was cut off?
The only thing that this applies to is abortion funding. But if they are doing abortions, they will not get federal funds. But remember, they get money outside of the federal government. So a lot of two-thirds of their money comes outside the federal government. So the facilities exist, but they do not get money because they perform abortions, nor should they. And Amy, I understand the situation of what you're saying, but understand this. The clinic you're going to, I don't know if that one performs abortions or not, they are destroying 250,000 unborn children every year just in the United States of America. And, Frank, they are even larger when you go overseas.
Yeah, their influence is worldwide, and it's frightening and really hard to understand, given the history of the organization, how they maintain this public image of somehow a benevolent organization when really what they're about is solving the problems of poor people by doing away with poor people.
And folks, what you've got to understand is the amount of money they're getting every single year. Planned Parenthood gets almost $1 billion a year. That's their budget. Last year was $810 million. Out of that, $265 million is our tax money. $265 million, so about a third of their budget. And folks, this is what you've got to understand. You can't separate it out here. Planned Parenthood is an abortion organization. If you look at their website, they try to hide it. It's usually the fourth or fifth thing down on the column on the sidebar, and they talk about adoption, and they talk about other things. But if you've ever been around Planned Parenthood supporters, if you know Planned Parenthood, it's an activist pro-abortion organization. They have a big presence in Washington, D.C. They control a lot of members in Washington, D.C., and they don't tell you the facts. You don't understand what Planned Parenthood is doing because in certain communities, they try to hide the fact that Planned Parenthood is truly an abortion organization, the largest abortion organization in the world, and of course, the United States of America.
You know, what we're doing is we're awakening to awakening to a disturbing fact, and that is that Planned Parenthood, the largest provider of abortions in America, is funded in large part by my money and yours, our tax dollars. Last year, Planned Parenthood revenues were about $810 million. Two-thirds of that from private donations, a third of that, my money and yours. $265 million from you and me funding Planned Parenthood. This is the same group, folks, that went ahead and sued Congress on the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones right now, and you say enough is enough. Stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. Defund Planned Parenthood from taxpayer dollars. Senator Vitter's bill is the bill to go through on this. 877-989-2255. Let me give you this number again. 877-989-2255. If you've had enough of the funding of Planned Parenthood from your tax dollars, that bill says none of the funds appropriated under Title X will go to organizations that perform abortions. You can also get updated information and current information at ACLJ.org. We've got our brand new website up, so we encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up online there and support, or simply call us at 877-989-2255 to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. Back with your calls in a moment.
The Internet unlocks the door to a world of knowledge. That's especially true when you're seeking a college education. Now at Regent University, you can earn your undergraduate degree online. A perfect opportunity for students like Ann Lewis, who has a family, a busy life, and little time for in-class instruction.
If it were not for the distance learning program, I would not be able to have excelled this far and to have completed so many classes in such a short period of time.
Ann is studying organizational leadership and management and has an eye on graduate school and eventually law school. She appreciates Regent's Christian worldview and looks forward to logging on and participating in the online sessions.
It's very exciting to read what my other classmates think. We have debates in the online education. It's just a very awesome experience.
Online or in class, Regent University's undergraduate program is for you. For more information or to apply, call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Or log on at regentundergrad.com. When you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life. You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you, the taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone.
They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
is our number. That's 800-684-3110. I'm talking about freedom. Freedom from having to pay Planned Parenthood money to sue Congress. Well, that's what they're doing, folks. The Planned Parenthood litigation that's going on right now at the Supreme Court of the United States on the partial birth abortion cases is the same Planned Parenthood that's getting $265 million of my money and your money every single year and has for over a decade. And by the way, in the last just 7 years alone, $1.5 billion of your money and mine going to Planned Parenthood. It's absolutely outrageous. Senator Vitter's got a bill that's going to defund Planned Parenthood from federal taxpayer dollars. You need to add your name of support to this petition. We need hundreds of thousands of people to join with us on this. 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. Write this down. 877-989-2255 to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, go to ACLJ.org. Our brand new website's up. Look at our ACLJ spotlight. We've got a video presentation on this issue of Planned Parenthood. You don't want to miss it at ACLJ.org. And if you want to sign up in support of the legislation to defund Planned Parenthood, 877-989-2255.
Priscilla's calling from Maryland on line 4. Priscilla, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Priscilla.
Yes, my daughter had an abortion a few months ago against my better judgment and really hers too, but Planned Parenthood did it.
Yep.
And she ended up in the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have a surgical procedure because of what they did. The surgeon told her, "I am so sick of cleaning up the messes that they make."
And this is talking, the doctor there is referring to the messes that Planned Parenthood makes.
Right.
Yeah.
With girls having to come in after abortions. And now she has $3,000 worth of a surgeon bill,
yeah,
hospital bills, doesn't have insurance.
And Planned Parenthood, I assure you, Planned Parenthood won't be paying for that. Frank, but this issue of the medical, this is, look, you perform 250,000 abortions, there's going to be a lot of complications. Forget, besides the fact that you're taking an unborn child's life, putting that just on the side, which is hard for me even to say, but put that on the side, of course there's going to be complications and problems.
Of course there's going to be complications, and you're never going to hear about them either. All you're going to hear is the mantra of safe and legal, and, we're doing this for the benefit of women. But really what they're about is a different agenda entirely. And when you look at the history of the organization, it's not hard to figure out what it is. Their solution to the world's problem is to kill people. That's really not the solution that I think that most decent people agree with. And the idea, I'm sure they have the right to exist, but did they have the right to take money out of my and your pocket to continue to exist? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Here's the legislation. It's Senate Bill 2206. It's been introduced into Congress. It says none of the funds appropriated under Title 10 shall be distributed to grantees who perform abortions or whose subgrantees perform abortions. Of course, folks, we're talking about Planned Parenthood. If you want to say yes to that legislation and defund Planned Parenthood from taxpayer dollars, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, Jordan, you work with our Governmental Affairs Office. And in addition to the federal money that's allocated, look, folks, states do it as well. There's state money that's allocated
here. That's right. There's a lot of money going to Planned Parenthood. You're talking about a third of their budgets coming from federal and state grants, folks. But from your federal tax dollars, $265 million. And there's money all over the place going to Planned Parenthood. Billions of dollars from 1997 to 2003, which is the latest report from Planned Parenthood's reports, over, I think it was $1.5 billion, $1.5 billion went to Planned Parenthood from federal grants, from government grants, within the United States. And that is what you got to understand.
877-989-2255 to say no to Planned Parenthood and their funding coming from your tax dollars and mine. 877-989-2255. Also, go to ACLJ.org. Brand new website up, folks. We've got great resources. Got a lot of information there for you, including a special presentation in our spotlight section on Planned Parenthood. You need to go there. Frank, you've got some interesting additional quotes from Margaret Sanger.
Well, Jay, all you have to do is go on the internet, and you can see Margaret Sanger at Ku Klux Klan meetings back in the 30s. I mean, she addressed Ku Klux Klan rallies in New Jersey and other places at their invitation. And what did she have in common with the Ku Klux Klan? Obviously, her notions of racial superiority, which was really at the bottom of this entire organization's agenda. And you have to wonder the extent to which it still permeates. She's still the person they admire and that they talk about as their founder and whom they promote as a model for women and girls everywhere.
I'll tell you something, folks. It's really outrageous. Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones right now. If you've had enough of what Planned Parenthood has done and the funding that they're getting from our tax dollars, you call our toll-free number and support Senator Vitter's legislation. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Folks, we got so many calls coming in. You that are on the line, hang on the line. I'm going to stay in the studio an extra half hour here and answer additional calls. So hang on the line here, folks. 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to our people to say, I don't want Planned Parenthood funded, this is the number to call. 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go.
Lisa's calling from Kentucky on line one. Lisa, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I was wondering if you could tell me, my child came home from school with a box for UNICEF to collect money when they go trick-or-treating, and I thought I had heard a couple years ago that UNICEF also gave money to Planned Parenthood.
Well, we're trying to verify the facts on that right now, but I'll tell you this. I'm not so sure it was just UNICEF. I believe the United Nations has given a lot of money to groups like Planned Parenthood and their international federations. That's one of the things I'm very concerned about is the international aspect of this. And at the United Nations, right now, it's kind of a free-for-all. They get to do what they want to do, and no one's opposing them aggressively. I mean, there are groups that are trying, and we're going to talk to you more in the coming year about, and starting next year, how we're going to get involved in that process in the UN as we have in the European Union. But yes, there is concern that there is United Nations money going to Planned Parenthood. Frank, have you heard any of the details on it?
Jay, it's something I've heard about for years. I can't verify, though, that it's still the case. I know that years ago we were told that some of the money that UNICEF collects does go to those kinds of causes and that that was a reason to avoid it. There are certainly many worthy causes out there that people can donate money to on Halloween right, or any other day, and maybe they ought to avoid that one.
Yeah, I'll tell you, here's my view on this, folks. There is a growing problem of the abortion lobby inside the United Nations. There is no doubt about it, and it's got to stop. I mean, it's out of control in the sense that there's no effective counterweight of significance right now. So these are part of the problems that we have and part of the concerns that we have, and they call it family planning, and that's code word for abortion. So if you want to say enough already and have at least your tax dollars stop going to Planned Parenthood, just call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Also, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're ending this program, of course, in the next minute or so, but we're going to stay in the studio another 30 minutes, answer your questions. We're going to record it for later airing, so you keep calling us at 800-684-3110. But remember, one of the code words in all this, and when you're talking about the international groups, is they start talking about family planning. It's code word for abortion.
That's right. There's millions of dollars being thrown around here from tons of different international organizations going to this International Planned Parenthood Fund. They're active. Remember, folks, they're the world's, and they're not only the United States the largest abortion provider in the United States, they're the largest abortion provider in the world. And just in the United States alone, 250,000 abortions last year, a budget near $1 billion a year, and $265 million of that budget coming from our federal tax dollars.
And folks, this is outrageous. Here's what we're going to do. If you want to talk to me on air, I'm going to stay in an extra 30 minutes, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. You need to call that number. And folks, you go to your phone right now. We need tens of thousands of you calling us. Here's the number. If you want to support Senator Vitter's legislation to defund federal tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood to put an end to that, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255 to defund Planned Parenthood. Say, stop getting our tax dollars. You can also sign up online at ACLJ.org, the new website at ACLJ. And again, 877-989-2255. We're going to be taking more of your calls. You folks, hang on the line here.